Not a single person has even mentioned his name.
Yeah. Shh. We're quiet. Shh. We're doing the thing.
Now, it's the top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number 5.
The only way to get out of that debate was to talk about Steve Mnuchin. He's the Treasury Secretary, and he had to break the news today that there will be no Harriet Tubman $20 bill.
Hmm.
At least during his tenure. I'm not going to let that happen. After a congresswoman, Ayanna Pressley, I loved her in Game of Thrones, said this.
Mr. Secretary, do you believe that representation matters in American politics and imagery?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad we agree. Mr. Secretary, yes or no, do you believe people other than white men have greatly contributed to this country and its history?
Yes.
Will the redesign meet the 2020 deadline, yes or no?
So let me comment that the primary reason we've looked at redesigning the currency is for counterfeiting issues.
Not because there's going to be a black lady on it. Essentially what he's saying.
So yes or no, will you meet what was originally the 2020 redesign deadline? Yes or no?
The imagery feature will not be an issue that comes up until most likely 2026.
Do you support Harriet Tubman being on the $20 bill?
I've made no decision as it relates to that.
So does that mean you have no intention of executing the redesign as planned by your predecessor?
Well, that is correct. I have not made a decision to execute on a redesign or haven't made a decision.
What about the representation?
Again, it's not a decision that is likely to come until way past my term, even if I serve the second term for the president. So I am not focused on that at the moment.
No tub on the dub. Harriet Tubman, sorry, babe. I know. You know, you had that Underground Railroad and crap. You know, you were doing things like, you know, helping slaves get away and. But I'm sorry. You just, you know, you don't rate a 20.
Pushing it off till 2026 is kind of like saying never, isn't it? I mean, does it just get taken up all of a sudden? And
it's promising that half the people in this administration will already be dead. Is what it's promising. It's like that seems like 7 years. Some of these guys are 80. I mean, who knows?
Oh boy!
So it's like let's just move along. That's what they want to do. And Mnuchin seems like, just like such a warm and he's such a likable character. That guy,
Smarmy doesn't even come to mind when you think of him.
He looks like one of those guys that was a bad guy in an early Bond film, but an early bad guy, not the main bad guy, but an early bad guy that gets dispatched early. You know, like a henchman type. He is really, I don't understand.
Wasn't
that.
He posing at the Treasury with his wife and the bills?
Yes, where they had the big sheet of money. And then she was holding it up like to show all of her friends on Instagram.
Taking the private jet places they maybe shouldn't have.
Our private jet, not theirs.
Our private jet.
They should take their own private jet.
Yeah. Private jet.
Hey, listen. Let me just say one thing. I'm sure he's a fine individual and he's a great film producer. But I do not believe for a second when the redesign of the Harriet Tubman $20 bill was, you know, during the Obama administration. Of course it was. Just look at them. When it was proposed, you know, it would be up then to this administration to pull it off. Who in their right mind, even Ben Carson was like, they're never going to do this. You know, they were never going to do it.
No, I guess that's true. It just...
Now, maybe Tiger Woods, I would consider that. Because he's like kind of like a black guy. All right, checking in at...
Number 4.
President Trump responding to accusations from Nancy Pelosi that he was engaged in a cover-up. Trump and the Democrats were set to sit down in the White House this morning talking about the possibility of making a bipartisan infrastructure bill. But after Pelosi made the cover-up comment, Trump reportedly left the meeting. He also criticized the media during a press conference. What? I've never heard him do that.
So here's the bottom line.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. We've been doing this since I've been president. And actually, the crime was committed on the other side. We'll see how that all turns out. I hope it turns out well. But to my way of thinking, and I know a lot of you agree with me, the crime was committed on the other side. This whole thing was a takedown attempt at the president of the United States. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves for the way you report it so dishonestly.
It's unbelievable.
Can't help himself.
It's unbelievable. The canon of reporting of this with sources, and 98% of it got proved out in court, is, I mean, but he gets to say that because it doesn't matter. Because, you know, people who want to believe him, people don't. That doesn't matter. People don't care anymore. They don't care. The facts do not matter.
There was no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. That's it. But they want to make this a big deal. Whether or not they carry the big I word out, I can't imagine that, but they probably would because they do whatever they have to do. I'll tell you, there's a danger here. If someday a Democrat becomes president and you have a Republican House, they can impeach him for any reason, or her. Any reason. We can't allow that to happen.
Or even a black guy. I know. Here's the problem. I think that that's kind of funny in its irony, because if a Democrat becomes president of the United States and he refuses Congress's subpoenas and tells his own people not to testify, wouldn't that be pretty bad? Wouldn't that be if he stood in direct, he violated the Constitution of the United States and stood in direct opposition to the tenets of the separation of powers, wouldn't that be awful?
It seems like the kind of thing that wouldn't have gone unnoticed by Trump when he was Citizen Trump criticizing the Obama administration.
Yeah, yes, I think Trump, so.
In his Twitter.
But you got to remember, look at him.
And I will tell you, my lawyers say, you don't have to do this. You can use presidential privilege. You don't have to let your lawyers and all of your staff testify. You can use presidential privilege, sir. Would you recommend it? Well, you can be transparent or you can be tight. If you've done nothing wrong, being transparent is better. So I said, I did nothing wrong. Let's be transparent.
Okay. What? Wait. So then McGahn was allowed to go up on Capitol Hill?
Right.
Mueller?
And the taxes are released and all the documents everything. That's
transparency.
Right.
His financial statements, all that. Yeah, go ahead. Take a look at the Deutsche Bank stuff. That's fine.
That's not happening.
Is that happening?
That's not happening.
Okay. All right. I thought maybe I missed something. I don't want to miss this. Kim's got the news of the bottom of the hour. What's coming up?
Chicago police are going high tech when it comes to training officers to deal with those who have mental health issues.
And then there's this. They're Chicago. They're real. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, Larry Potash, and Robin Baumgarten get real in the morning with the WGN-TV Morning News team. It's all weekdays 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN-TV.
We're doing our best to get through the top 5 at 5. And
how are we doing?
Yeah, well, we got into a fight to start. That was a problem.
That was Kevin's fault.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Arkansas State Network and PBS member stations did not air the season premiere of Arthur on its main channel over concern that it showed a same-sex marriage. The title was Mr. Ratburn and the Special Someone. Arthur's teacher, Mr. Ratburn, marries his partner, Patrick. Aw, Gav. Aw, what are you doing?
Hello, Patty. I'm afraid I can't talk right now. It was very rude of me to take that call, but it was important.
Are the flowers on the quiz, too?
No, they're for a wedding.
A wedding? Who's getting married?
Heck. Me.
Teachers don't get married. Just wrong.
I guess they do have some sort of life outside the classroom.
No, they don't. When they go home, they sharpen pencils, eat kale, and dream up homework assignments.
I don't understand. Arkansas Educational Television Network spokesman Julie Thomas issued a statement that the network made during the decision after previewing the episode, which was, "Now, while ideally parents watch our programming with their children and discuss it with them afterwards, reality is that many children, some of them younger than four, watch when a parent is not in the room. So realizing that, many parents may not have been aware of the topics of this particular episode beforehand. We made the decision, maybe shouldn't air it, because it's, you know, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't Alabama do this too?
This is, well,
it is Alabama, isn't it?
No, it's Arkansas.
Oh, it's Arkansas. Alabama did. You're right.
And Alabama.
Because,
oh my God,
both did it.
Alabama just winning this month.
Right.
They really are. They really are. You know, ever since they didn't win the national championship, they've really been ticked. So this is an opportunity to get, you know, we're going to get back. Alabama's going to do it again. Oh, man.
Roll Tide.
Because if you close your eyes, it doesn't exist. It's like, what?
Oh, man. Well, just in case, you know, the youngins there, they're going to see, you know, two dudes here trying to, you know, maybe kissing at the altar. And that, I'm going to tell you right, that is not the way that God intended it.
Is the Simpsons KKK episode okay? That one's all right.
Yes. Checking in at
number two.
Denise Richards. Remember, she was with Charlie Sheen?
She's a local girl.
Yeah,
local
she actress. Is on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she said that she's got a lot of great memories of being married to Charlie Sheen. Some not so great memories, but some really wacky things, like the time that Charlie brought home a special guest to dinner.
My ex-husband's aged me terribly, I think. A little bit.
A little bit.
A teeny weeny bit.
Charlie came over for Thanksgiving for dinner a few years ago, and he had a hooker in the car in the driveway. And he's like, you know, was afraid to tell me, well, she's in the driveway. Is it okay if she's in the driveway? I'm like, I said, I'll set a f***ing plate.
You have a thing for bad boys.
Uh-uh. Even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, God. What? That is wackier than I thought, and I already thought their relationship was pretty wacky. What? What? He did what?
Denise, I want you to meet my girlfriend, Diamond. Diamond, sit down. We're going to have Thanksgiving. We're going to have tiger blood.
Oh, she's the show after dinner, you know? Post-eating entertainment.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. All right. And finally,
number one.
So during a congressional hearing last week, Ted Cruz touted the need for the president to launch a sixth branch of the military, the Space Force, which could cost $13 billion just to start.
Pirates threaten the open seas, and the same is possible in space. In this same way, I believe we too must now recognize the necessity of a Space Force.
Space pirates. That's it. Space pirates. Jimmy Kimmel, what do you think about that?
Steady as she goes, Space Force.
Captain, we're receiving an urgent message from Grand Admiral Cruz.
Very well. Put him through.
Pirates threaten the open seas. And the same is possible in space.
Grand Admiral Cruz, in all due respect, that sounds a bit ridiculous. What in God's gravy was that?
Ahoy, lunar lovers. We be space pirates. Hand us over your moon doubloons or walk them.
Admiral Cruz warned us about you.
Space Force 2, attack of the space pirates.
See you in space hell, you scurvied mother.
I like moon doubloons.
I just like the idea of Ted Cruz sort of having an imagination.
I did see it recently on my favorite website, this video about space pirates, and they just arrived here, and then they took Amanda and Bree out. And it turns out that Amanda and Bree are actually stepsisters.
Oh, gee. Oh, gosh.
Who went on a date with these space pirates. It was so scary.
Imagine if the aliens met Ted Cruz and he was representative of the human species.
They'd destroy the Earth. Thank you. Goodbye.
The top five at five.